Well, it's Sunday afternoon, and it's about that time. Welcome once again to Awaken Me Too, a program brought to you by JesusHelps.me. Hi, my name's Henry Hutton. I'm still sitting in for Bruce and Nikki Carroll. Bruce and Nikki will be back from California, we hope, in May. We've got a great guest coming up in just a few minutes, a friend of mine for a lifetime, really, David Sitton. David Sitton right now is an account executive with KWAM Radio, but he's so much more than that. David Sitton is a catalyst here in the Church of Memphis, connecting different pastors, different Christian businessmen. David, I want to welcome you to the show.
Henry, it's a real blessing to be here on Awaken Me Too as we go out and sow the seed out at Shelby Farms on Sunday afternoons.
I was trying to think back, David. How long have we known each other?
I believe we go back to the mid-90s. I was living down in Florida, working for the Ironman Triathlon Corporation, and Calvin Clark, who was the FCA director, took a position with Tommy Nelson with Denton Bible Church, and there was a vacancy for FCA, and I came back and met with you and Randy Turner at Houston's Restaurant, and y'all were recruiting me to come back to Memphis to work with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, mid-90s.
That's right, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which was a ministry here in Memphis, mainly to high school students, where we would gather each week. We would be able to share gospel stories. It was student-led, student-directed, but the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is an international organization that comes in and promotes the gospel of Jesus Christ in high school, colleges, and really across the world, doesn't it?
That's correct. When I came on staff with FCA in 1981, I served for 10 years here in Memphis. We started at Horn Lake High School and then eventually developed to about 40 school campuses here in the Memphis Mid-South region. And as you well know, on Monday nights, we have a Zoom intercessory prayer call, and we have a pastor from Jerusalem House who is also the FCA director for FCA Jerusalem. So it is very international in scope.
David, how did this journey with God get started? Did you grow up in a Christian home, or did you grow up in a home that you were really kind of far from God? Tell us a little bit about that. When did that happen? Early in life, late in life? What happened?
Well, I was born in Memphis, Tennessee in 1953. I'm 69 years old, and my dad was in the military. My mom was from Britain, from England, and ended up spending the first 15 years of my life living on military bases in Japan, Goose Bay, Labrador, Washington State, Kansas City, Missouri. And every Sunday, they'd have three services on the airbase. They'd have an ecumenical service, a Catholic service, and a Jewish service. And we always went to the non-denominational ecumenical service and heard the stories of Jesus and knew the stories of Jesus. But it wasn't until I was a 24-year-old man that I realized that I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
So at 24, did something happen in your life? Were you at church? Or how did you come to looking for God at 24? Was there any big event?
Well, I had a big void in my life. I had been attending the University of Memphis, and I had gone to a wedding one night and had a couple friends ask me if I was a Christian. And I said, of course I'm a Christian. I go to church on Sunday. And they invited me over for dinner on Tuesday night, knowing that I wasn't a Christian. And that night, the Holy Spirit convicted me that I was lost, that I didn't have any fruit in my life. I didn't have any indication that I was a Christian other than I went to a church. And the Holy Spirit convicted me that night. I repented of my sins. I got on my knees that night in their kitchen, invited Jesus into my life. That was February the 7th, 1977. And my life radically changed that night. I was so physically sick that night, it was like a physical cleansing had come over me, like a spiritual cleansing. It was just a physical and a spiritual rebirth.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of confusion in society today about what is really a Christian. Many times we ask people, are they a follower of Jesus Christ? And they go, yeah, I go to church. That's really not what we're talking about. We're really talking about a personal, living, breathing relationship with the living God. That only occurs when somebody is born again. It says in the Bible, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away and new things are come. And for those of you out there that think that maybe you have a relationship with God by going to church, I know my wife always likes to say, if you sit all day in a garage, it doesn't make you a car. And if you sit in a church, that doesn't make you a Christian. What makes you a Christian is that you have this personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So how did you get involved in ministry? How did you go as a young man from far from God to now I have this personal relationship with God? Because when I first met you, you were working at the Iron Man, but you were also involved in Christian ministry.
Well, 2 weeks within my conversion, I was baptized at Broadway Baptist Church in Memphis on February the 20th, which was my birthday. And as I was being baptized that morning, there was a crippled boy being baptized with me. There was three of us. And a man at the baptistry asked me if I would help get this crippled boy home. Not that I was anything that I knew was going on in my life other than I wanted to be obedient to the Lord. That entailed driving a school bus full of kids, taking them back to his neighborhood over around Coral Lakes in South Memphis. And when I got back to the church about 2 o'clock that afternoon, the bus pastor says, in order to have this bus full on Sunday, we have to visit on Saturday. And he invited me to go out visiting on bus visitation on Saturday. So for the next 3 years, every Saturday morning for 6 hours, we'd go out and knock on doors, inviting kids to come to church on a school bus. That eventually led to a Monday night Bible study called Assault Block, Spreading Abundant Life to Teens, based out of Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost his savor, you're therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. That ended up leading into a Monday night Bible study. We were meeting down at Elvis's ranch down on Highway 301 in Walls, Mississippi. A couple hundred kids were showing up on Monday nights because we were at Elvis's ranch. And that was at Horn Lake High School. And we eventually started working with the athletes at Horn Lake High School, and people started getting saved. And next thing I knew, we were going into the school under the auspices of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which was just a donkey to get into the school system. That opened up a door to start working different high school campuses around the Mid-South.
Before we get to what's going on in your life now, I think it's pretty fascinating to realize that not only have you been involved in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, but I know you've also been involved in the business community here in Memphis, and you've also been involved very much in the Christian community at the same time by going on many different mission trips. So just how many countries have you been involved in as far as going on missions? Have you ever sat down and counted them?
I have not. I lived in 4 different countries as a kid, being a dependent of my father being a career military man with the U.S. Air Force as a pilot and FAA controller. And I transferred about every 3 years to a different school, different country. And so I really enjoyed being able to be in different parts of the globe. When I started working with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in the early 80s, I had an opportunity to meet a man named Dr. James P. Gills, who had just purchased the Ironman Corporation, second largest landowner estate of Florida. And he asked me to market the race for him. We ended up putting the race on every continent except for Antarctica. And from that platform of the Ironman Triathlon, we started working with international triathletes who would come to Kona, the Big Island in Hawaii, every year for the World Championship. So that opened up the door through working at Barnhart Crane and Rigging, where we had a giving arm called Grove, where we would focus on the 1040 wind in North Africa, Middle East, Southeast Asia to share the gospel with leadership training with athletes in the persecuted church.
You and Sam Sabuti, I know we've also been in Cuba and down in South America.
Yeah, Domingo Samudio, and I went 20 years ago with a friend of ours who's retiring with the Secret Service, and we've been to the Caribbean multiple times, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Cuba a couple times, speaking in the prisons and ministering to the pastors down there. But that also opened up doors to go to South Africa, Morocco, Egypt, the Middle East, several different countries, restricted areas, Southeast Asia, into Japan, which is only 1% Christian, in South Korea, and got to go up to the North Korean border a couple times also.
So after 35 years of knowing each other, we get back together, and you are already doing a ministry called Awaken Memphis or Awaken Me. It started at Brother Juniper's. You had moved over to another Broken Egg, and now you've moved back here to the Taj. So tell us how the Lord put it on your heart to start Awaken Me or Awaken Memphis, and exactly what is Awaken Me? This is Awaken Me too, But what is Awaken Me, and what's God doing in and around Awaken Me here in the Memphis area?
Well, in 2016, Franklin Graham went to all 50 state capitals to call the Christians out to pray and to get engaged in the election. And in 2017, he had a Tennessee tour where he visited four cities in the state of Tennessee: Chattanooga, Clarksville, Tennessee, outside Fort Campbell, Jackson, Tennessee, and Memphis. And he basically contracted people like myself to help get the church engaged in the outreach as they came out to Tiger Lane, which was in the May of 2017. And as we were gathering, praying, trying to get the church community involved, we were challenged. Jeff Patrick, myself, Ronnie Johnson, and several other people that were contracted by the Graham Organization to start a weekly meeting where we could have pastors, ministry leaders come together and continue after Franklin left Memphis. So actually we started a week or two before the actual event here in Memphis out at Tiger Lane, and we started at Brother Juniper's and eventually outgrew Brother Juniper's restaurant courtesy of Jonathan Copeland. We moved over to another Broken Egg, and they graciously opened up there. Then when COVID hit 2 years ago, we ran out of a place to meet, and we wanted to continue to meet. And I was on my recumbent bike one evening, and I texted you and asked if we could use your commercial truck showroom at Chuck Hutton Chevrolet. And you had indicated you had just purchased a home out here in Germantown and had a garage that could fit a couple hundred people. And Ronnie Stevens and I came out here and looked at it, and this was the perfect venue where we would have to set up speakers, take down speakers every time we met on Tuesday morning. And the Bible Museum in Collierville closed, and you made a donation to the Bible Museum, and we picked up 50 chairs and started meeting here in the Taj Garage in Germantown almost 2 years ago. And Awaken has just sort of developed. We're not registered as a nonprofit. We don't have staff. We don't raise money per se. We just come together as volunteers and try to fan the fire on what the Lord's doing here in the Memphis Mid-South area through the church, the body of Christ.
So Awaken Me is really for pastors. Awaken Me is for Christian businessmen or for any follower of Jesus Christ that's looking to get together and meet other followers of Jesus Christ for the purpose of encouraging one another to really, really dig down deep in prayer, fasting, and fellowship for the purpose of encouraging one another to really follow the commands of Christ. Awaken Me is kind of like a Christian networking that God is using to put together different pastors from different denominations, quite frankly, from all over Memphis. And out of this outpouring of getting together on Tuesday mornings, there's been several other things that have occurred. We've all gotten together as a group to encourage each other to go out and share our faith. We do that here in the area. Sometimes on Sunday we gather together and we've gone out to Shelby Farms, but we also talk about sharing our faith as we go each and every day. We've had a great emphasis on prayer. We have a group of people that have come out of Awaken Memphis that have been praying on the Zoom call for 102 weeks now. We pray for 2 hours on Monday night, trying to ask the Lord to forgive us, ask the Lord to help us, ask the Lord to heal our city and to heal our land. So tell us a little bit about what's getting ready to come up on May 5th, and how did that get started with the National Day of Prayer?
Well, every year, the first Thursday of May, the President of the United States, whoever that is, has a declaration as a National Day of Prayer. A lot of states have a statewide day of prayer, like Governor Bill Lee has. We have been meeting, like you said, for 102 weeks on Monday night for 2 hours, just interceding on behalf of the city for repentance and revival. And we try to come together collectively with different churches around the Memphis area. We did this last year out at Shelby Farms Park under the banner of the National Day of Prayer, nationaldayofprayer.org. Carol Leake, who is the West Tennessee director for that. And we had, I think, 8 churches involved last year where every church took an hour for worship, praise, and prayer. We just tried to gather at Hyde Pavilion to basically make a statement and to humble ourselves before the Lord with this prayer emphasis. And again, this year on May the 5th, we'll be out at Hyde Pavilion at Shelby Farms from 1 o'clock till sunset. And this year, we've already got 12 churches committed. So each church will probably take 30 minutes to lead in praise, prayer, and worship out at this 4,500-acre inland park in the heart of Memphis.
But whether a person's church is involved in the National Day of Prayer, anyone, no matter what church, no matter what denomination, if they're followers of Jesus Christ, they are welcome to come and to sing, to pray, to meet other Christian believers, to meet other who are following Christ here in the Memphis area. So everyone's welcome. Is that correct?
That's correct. The venue is open to the public. We try to encourage the body of Christ to come and man their battle stations in prayer. We really believe that this is going to be the only remedy for revival in our city, in our state, in our nation, is if we come together collectively in a spirit of repentance and turning from our wicked ways and ask the Lord to forgive us for the atrocities that are unfolding in our culture through abortion and the same-sex marriage, the LGBT community, and things that have become so contrary to the Word of God. And we, as a body of Christ, just collectively want to seek the Lord on this particular day, the first Thursday of May, and ask Jesus Christ to indwell us, to fill us, and to turn our hearts back to Him.
So we'll be out there on Thursday, starting at 1 o'clock till sunset. We encourage you to come. You can come if you can stay for 15 minutes. If you can stay for the whole afternoon, we also encourage you to bring a cooler full of water. This is sponsored by Awaken Me. We don't serve food. We don't raise money. We're not going to ask you to fill out any formal statements, but we are going to ask you to get together as the body of Christ, to get to know one another, to enjoy the worship music, to enjoy being there with your family. You can spread out from the pavilion. It works really well. I know we'll have many talented Christian musicians there that are actually record quality type singers. These guys and girls are really, 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 really good. I know we'll have Alvin McKinney, the joyful minister of jazz, playing. I know we'll have Carter Threlkell out there blowing on the horn. Not to name just those, we've got Paul Burkus, who's one of our mainstays, as a very talented Christian artist and worship leader. So come on out on Thursday, walk around the lake. It's a beautiful, beautiful setting. If you need a little exercise, you can take a walk around the lake. You can come back, and there'll be some water there. Fellowship a little while. Enjoy the time with your family. Join us for 15 minutes or join us for all afternoon on Thursday, May 5th, from 1 o'clock to sunset at Hyde Pavilion at Shelby Farms. You don't have to go online and register. It's Awaken Memphis. We just want to promote the welfare of our city by getting together and getting to know each other in a personal way so that we can move forward in our city. David, I know Awaken Me is a lot about prayer, and it's a lot about encouraging the welfare of Memphis. One of the offshoots I want to spend just a few minutes talking about is, tell us how the outreach of Awaken Me started occurring, and tell us a little bit about how, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ and you're hearing this on the radio, how could you get involved with the outreach side of Awaken Me?
Well, one of the great movements that's taking place around the globe are prayer walks. I would go out to Shelby Farms quite a few evenings every week just to walk around the lake and to pray, and notice the tremendous amount of the international demographics at Shelby Farms. Memphis has really been blessed to have four major corporations call Memphis their world headquarters. You have FedEx, world headquarters is here. International Paper, world headquarters is here. AutoZone's world headquarters is here. You have St. Jude, you have Little Bonner, you have tremendous medical facilities here. You have a large, large professional international demographics in Memphis. And we realize that the Lord has brought the nations to Memphis. Psalms 2:8 says, "Ask of thee, and I'll give you the nations for your inheritance." And so last July 2nd, we hosted a gathering with Terry and Barbie Franklin out at the Jones Pond facility and had praise and worship. And we went out that following Sunday with a couple American flags with Shiara Miles and started engaging some of the internationals out there on July 4th. And a couple people repented and prayed to receive Christ with us that Sunday. And we looked at each other and we said, well, you know, people out here need to hear about Jesus. They're open to the gospel. So about 40 weeks ago, we started meeting every Sunday for a couple hours out at Shelby Farms at the Visitor Center at Sheffy's Cafe, and just had a whole different group of people from many different churches that would gather for a short time of worship, prayer, and we'd go out in twos and just engage people in gospel conversation, whether it was giving a free bottle of water or candy canes to kids out at the playground, or have a man with a ferret on a leash to attract gospel conversation, or someone would have a bag of dog treats to stop people that were walking their dogs. Then we realized music was a great draw. And so the trumpets, the saxophones, the guitars has been a tremendous way to engage them in gospel conversation. So it's just really been exciting over the last 40 or so weeks to come together without having to go on an airplane to go to Morocco or to go to Yemen or to go somewhere in the Middle East. All those demographics are out at Shelby Farms on Sunday afternoon. Minimum 10 to 12 to 15 different nations we encounter every single Sunday afternoon through a small group of about 20 to 30 of us that want to just go out and be about the Great Commission.
So really, all we're doing with Awaken Me is setting up a time for Christians to meet together, to go out with the purpose of trying to give the gospel to somebody who's far from God. We've seen people show up out there by themselves. We've seen pastors show up and bring some of their members who have been involved in evangelism classes, and they're looking for a practical way. We've seen some of the students from Mid-America Baptist Seminary. We've seen some missionaries show up who are on sabbatical. One of the greatest hindrances to evangelism in the average Christian's life is the failure to engage. Sometimes we get busy with life and we just never get around to it. This is a way to intentionally obey the command of Christ to go and make disciples. Whether you come at 5 o'clock and stay till sunset, or whether you come from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, or whether you go on Saturday when we're not there. The whole purpose of meeting together is just to encourage people to follow the command of Christ, to share our faith, to let our light shine.
A missionary journey is the distance traveled to reach the next person with the gospel. Mark 4:14 is a very great, simple verse. The sower sows a seed. And that's all we're doing, is sowing the seed, letting the Lord germinate that seed. We go to sleep and that seed is being germinated, and we will see fruit from the seed that's sown.
It's not an Awaken Me organization out there. It's just followers of Christ that are banding together in order to obey the command of Christ to accomplish the Great Commission. It really dovetails into the whole deal that we're involved in about prayer. I love the way you always say this. The greatest hindrance to our prayer life is not praying. If you're not around people who are emphasizing prayer, your prayer life suffers. If you're not around people who are interested in sharing their faith, your obedience to Christ suffers. Awaken Me is trying to kind of fill that gap, to encourage churches, to encourage followers of Christ. Let's take what Jesus said seriously. We've been seeing a really bountiful harvest. Jesus said in Luke, look up, wake up. The fields are white for harvest, but the laborers are few. This is your invitation, if you're out there, to join the labor force in the kingdom of God. We need more laborers. We need you. Whether you're skilled in evangelism or whether you're skilled in your prayer life, we need you to join in with us to seek the welfare of our city, to seek the welfare of our nation, because it really looks like, if you turn on the news, that some of these things in our country are going backwards. How are we going to fix that? We're going to fix that God's way, by asking for God to reengage with his followers and to reengage in our city in order to bring a revival. We want to see a revival occur here in Memphis. We want to see Memphis turn back to God, because we believe that God has the answer, not politics. We need to come together, people from all faiths. We need to come together, people from all colors. We need to come together in one body, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, with one sole purpose, to see the kingdom of heaven occur down here on earth, particularly in Memphis and Shelby County. Well, that's about all the time we have right now. So
thank you so much for allowing me to be able to just fan the fire a little bit and share what we're attempting to do through JesusHelps.me and Awaken Me Memphis.
So remember, no matter where you are in life and no matter whatever is happening, there is always hope while Jesus lives.
Because Jesus lives, there is hope.
This is a Valley of the Whale production.